Paul Geyen from Akakaleska, which is 12 miles upstream from Akakchuk. Alaska Native claims settlement back. To me is incomplete and insufficient, for it's showing no regard for my rights and feelings. All my rights are overturned by force. And according to the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, yes, I have been enrolled, and my name is written in that list as a shareholder. But my two daughters, ages 11 and 10, are not enrolled. So to me, Alaska Native claims is baffling, puzzling, and mysterious, and very strange bill. It certainly is. The Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act caught me and my two daughters between old and new ways. What's going to happen in 1991 for those two daughters of mine? They're not enrolled. According to the Land Claims Settlement Act, I don't see my own two daughters as an Eskimo. I don't see them as a human being, for they are not enrolled. Someone behind my back meet this law. I would rather see this bill altered. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ivan.
Una khin mana kali kak matunam ta kiput san kasa kwala huang ni kakisngan ngitok pitas peknanis Dungam manun, ikanam manun, kis sikut makpik tait kapahtok. Piyuk ngati manun, umuyoktak sa manun. Piyuk nakhutin katam maita oom. Igam, alakaw tiyak ato kutay paimta. Mumish tay. Kuy nga, piyuk nakhutin katu kaw nakalik. Angat kay gas ngaya ko ka unapitik si ko enroll daw malo. Aking toh kaulo unatalak unangkan. Huwag nununa alakal tiyad kasat as pinunso ikinam nunso taking naitkapak. Tare huang nan mas sutin ai twa sa tau ngami. Huang ko ta pillak na lam tu. Am meget palo qarlu kitunum mani. Ku tai paim tau na pillakat. Huang ko tung skizung af knan. Alokht qatarlu. Paning qhtomal nazzaorlugun aippa qulattaatsim tsipplukallaqqorluni aippaarluqullunik tanglaqakka yuppaaruffuknaak tanglaqakka nunaamak piinatak tsaitqappaarluk nakkminernerk Taumakka ummayoqallaqsimareeruna abbel igazngalra allaarlukullaarluk timirluk huangkuta biullumtnik huangkut nunattaq quyaan
Wesley Van. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
My name is Wesley Van from Pakistan. He doesn't speak English because he never schooled before when I was young. Kapekta matumkmani kwatin amshtaliuti kuyuktsnak tali sukangin kuyat ksa manluti ka tali su kanrak ka siniti ka kuyat ksugu asilram asikapekum ka kanrak ka nalingkam. Tuam ciu muka pak nak ugalas ka ugun lisan lanan apit khas ka tunggal nagi sait nka ni jam ku jadi su kau speaker aku kama as kuni Kastuy gulakta nasumni, kaskunat ng kasat sakita, kasi kaksalam ki kastung nakula kalakalang. Dahil ukukik taon na kapatak ka Jean, 1991 na ka hangkot nun. Yukunun cepit kluku cepit kapal luku aling cehut kluku disengat lanan kangkutun anut gelar cium cestamun kapai lima mana apit kakau kunun
asam ya nuh this is custom Mr. Wesley B. Van from Napakiak, and he indicated that he does not speak English because he have not attended any schools when ever since he have born. He's very thankful for the the audience of this size to be present at this meeting. And very thankful that he's present to testify in front of this commission. And even and the opportunity that he has to speak at this hearing, even though his statements will not be too acceptable to swallow by the commission. He would like to first ask a question, and he would like to caution the group here that he intends to talk loud whenever he speaks or testifies or be a spokesman. His first question is reflecting to why 1991 is so why 1991 is put in a sense where it's creating you know, it's like creating paranoia or scaring trying to scare off the people. Why is it put in a sense to create, you know, uneasiness or unrest to our people? This is the first question in the act itself.
Well, maybe I could ask David Case, who is the commission's legal advisor, to answer that question. I've been answering it myself at a lot of meetings, and I think maybe it's time someone else tried to answer it. David, would you?
You said you'd answered it at these previous meetings, and then that you were glad that it was that somebody else would have to try to answer it. So I'm not sure if there is an answer. Why is 1991 put in terms that seem designed to frighten people? I guess that is the question. And one answer, I suppose, is that whether you are afraid of 1991 or not depends on how you, as an individual, as a person, look at it. Some people look at these 1991 issues, the sale of the stock in particular, the taxation of the land in a way, and say there's no problem. That these aren't problems. That there is no danger that the stock will be sold, and if it's sold, that's okay. Because people will get money for the stock. And that's what the Claims Act was intended to permit. Other people will say that that's a problem because selling the stock means that native people will lose control of the land. And the stock is just a symbol or the mask of the land. And that if you sell the stock, you then lose the land. And that that is frightening. That is scary. So I suppose 1991 is not a problem if you do not sell the stock, or if you want to sell the stock and give up the land. Some people view 1991 optimistically. They are not afraid of it. And I think that, and I am looking at this from the outside because I am not a native, but there does seem to me to be something in native people's view of the world that is essentially, at bottom, basically, optimistic. That is, that the world is good. That there is, it is possible to adapt to and live in the world. The world of nature, of the rivers, of the tundra, of the land, is something that native people have lived with for centuries, millennia, forever. And so, perhaps to people who live in that world, 1991 is not so frightening because they have learned to believe in themselves. And I hope they are right.
Tom tasajali ugu tai paiput yuxtsut awagin jiulaamukhnik khuliigaarlugumukhnik tai maayagnakalut alakhqautaqalutinglu alakhqautatlu igaattaamun awaaliqsuk alakhqaut Talisu Panreratatarjifknan Kuilratun Kalachtuguni Unai Paiput Kuilrakun Kalachtugunalun Tom Tasuchali Hankuda Yupini Alachkutun Khtugut Yuk Palim Nigayagiluta Alachkutun Ksiniluta Kingaluta Anamta Illoni uitasum kiitoni saamun annukut. Alkkuutakaluta kiagmi su puktsauskumta kiagmi puktsakamt. Uksukan su uksumi puktsakamt. Kani su tsali aagnaksavni uksaagmi Upnakamisu Tamakutamaskuita Puktskabut alkout tagalut. Mannasu Angayokamtni uitaskabut alkout tagalut. Tawasu Kwadnpiyauktimtun samtanuttanjali alkout kaluta Unakhani. Naksusakput, ngang naksakput, siyok siyulun. Isla din siyok siyusin niyok, unguwat kam. Taumag matungstitam alakot tayo. Siyok samakan sikutya din atuktsika natin huangkot. Ilumukuman. Kangkuta nudum ugutu naipaim tun kasa tun ayok ngilam ta kasa nksuchi ula ngilam ta. Aipaim tamagut alakkuchagit ahtuwaput atukchi ganakis. Isaita sitsali kangkuta. Yuskput manna atukchi gattat. Nguugaskputu nksagaskputu. Kuyan.
He would like to thank Mr. Case for his very well thought answer for his question as far as 1991. His testimony ever since he can remember, and based on the fact we have always had our own legends and our own stories that were passed down from our ancestors, we have always had our laws to live with. And he mentioned that the dominant society perhaps have had their own stories a long time ago, and laws that perhaps were passed down from generation to generation before they were written down in history books. And he also mentioned that the fact that there's different languages that are spoken throughout the world, and basically coming back to the fact that we actually born being our own people. He mentioned that ever since We as Native people are incepted to born from a woman ever since we actually are in a pregnancy state. We are actually born to our own way of our own society, in the sense that we have laws that have always governed our way of life in the summertime, how we should live in wintertime, fall and spring. Everything that we do have always had their own, you know, their own laws. And being with parents have always had its own, living with parents have always had their own laws. And going, he went on to say that to the time we began to live independently, our people are entering others, you know, the laws that govern our life, our ancient laws. And he mentions that the Native people, the laws of the state of Alaska are virtually contrary to the traditional hunting and fishing and food gathering activities of our people. And the Native people are unable to live up to these laws that the state pass, and vice versa, the people from the Western society would not be able to live as Native people. It's his statement.
Thank you very much, Mr. Iman.
Tom Kasile.
Atam akkaqimuumi pimak permatam pinganarluiaqo chali nillo pifqallunnuittaatnuqta neqqalirut taqqun nakntkiillutin permittaangaqli manna settlement tektak taut naik klinilun. Tammanil pika khashani akkshulu tayyutak putimik ngayt niluk. Am tasak katimingil. Kwasim tnyukanik pak Katsiksuta yushuk taman pih pailgan. Kawanisu hulit tamunayagil tapiso waksuta. Samukang launani. Matum 71 namkingoni I pagan written cutlets in Sistik Matuk. Latin Nayachi Askumt. The one piece of work would be woken as in where our puke touching to Nayaga. I'm some commander, Aaron Castle Uten, Manan Pilach, took caution. My shoe, Ila put cook's hat and pink catacolic. He moved me, Clasm, Chatamascon, Clasquiak. Huing as you hooks of Papaganing and we talk so. I lose his tongue out as a bee utchuni. Came link of my lamb on eating hot. Thought and Peter Lamb will hook. Couldn't tell. Smash will lean. Mkkak nang lashuyak tawga munuh paylgan nuna mkn khalaht mkkang laht tama nakka ukutwani umkhchikkat ukut alkhkuchikh Ilinip ninan nisu itraputlu aulashut tunchekhamt unnokumitusilu taayaqluta spugultan suaseilu Tagum tamakut mamma got the cow and upset and sickleuk, see up look. What's up, came a tot and pium? Came an unks, we could not go, came an unks, honey. Nung and clickum clue. Kaganangakan Unuk Pailan Asam Kangakla Jalis Imu mi food stamp at Pika has had Ningluk Sonka Ingluk Inglulips Huyako at Kits and Mouth. You wouldn't be in Rakauni Luke. Maika. Pion again night. Pion a light night. You can come a goon. Hing a food stamp of chalet to Xaitak. In a looks home. Uncoming scuffling king of Farnick Berg Tama could not shout who you could not put one good and be knowing knocks of the bean. Be knowing knocks her need loud. Dog alarm can kill you.
It's Tom Casali from Akachuk. He mentioned that he wasn't planning on testifying before the commission. He mentioned the fact that he himself does not understand the Native Claim Settlement Act. And based on that, he mentioned that maybe if our people understood the contents of the settlement, perhaps ANSCA would not have been accepted or passed through Congress. He mentioned that he applied in the past for a permit from the fishing game, but he was denied that permit because he was working. And he have witnessed the outside people coming in and getting permits without no problem of obtaining those entry permits. Entry permits. Jump permit down pillows, gold. Jump permit down naksukchut. Yeah, entry, limited entry.
Limited entry.
Fishing permit. But he was denied of getting a permit. And he looks ANSCA as the same way as that, you know, in line of that denial of a right. He was told that that our way of life would not change, but eventually now our way of life is changing as the dominant society is moving in. Before ANSCA, I used to hunt up in Holitna area and beyond without any restrictions on hunting in my traditional hunting grounds. And perhaps before, after 1991, we will not be able to continue the activity as we have always done in the past. When he looks at ANSCA, when he analyzes ANSCA, he sees that we are beginning to look at our relatives as enemies, and we're no longer sharing, we're more or less losing the customs that we are accustomed to. And he mentioned that he used to spend the whole winter up in the mountains living off the land. And that's how much he appreciated and loved the land that he have always considered to be his land. And there has been numerous occasions that he ran out of food, but before the end of the day, he have always get the food that he needs to survive from the land. And he's wondering if ANSCA is actually gonna stop that, the passage of this act is gonna stop that. He mentioned that he used to walk up in the mountains and his feet used to more or less worn out. But when they begin to numb, he continues. And when they heal, he doesn't, he looks at that as, even though he lived, suffering, with all that suffering, that was like a dream for him. When he witnessed the introductions of food stamp program to the people, he did not agree with the system itself because as far as he's concerned, it's destroying the Yupik, our people, as that were once independent people that lived independently as independent people. And he mentions that he still have not taken food stamps, and perhaps maybe in the future he will. And he assumes that these the food stamp program was more or less a means to destroy our people, making them more or less dependent on the government services.
Thank you, Mr. Caselli. Thank you very much. Well, the next name we have down here is Joseph DeMantle, Sr.